listening to Master Noel and Sir Monk on House of MNSN.
We are back.
Someone's a little scruffing a little too much?
No, I'm actually, somebody that I've been talking on scruff is going to join us in the chat room.
Excellent. That's very good.
So I have to say, I want to take a minute and say, you know, thank you, everybody, because this has been, woo, it's been a roller coaster ride tonight. There's been some shit going on. I mean, literally. Are you having fun?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of different here, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So then there were five, six. One's bathing. You know what? Screw the questions. We're done with those. Oh, you know what? We only have a couple left. Let's just do them just for fun.
Who's going now, sir?
Sir Marcus.
Sir.
You know what? And then I'll go.
I hope it's not a question about the sirs.
It's probably going to be my freaking luck.
What do you think of Sir Mark? Well, what do I think about myself?
He's gorgeous and he has really big tats.
And lots of glitter.
Glitter's good.
Sir Mark.
And you know what? I want somebody in the chat room to come up with a question. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. This is actually.
Oh, look.
Very
my
good.
Daughter's on here, too.
Very good.
Mistress Nikki is my daughter. I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt
good.
You.
That's all right.
So,
Mistress Nikki.
So my wife and my daughter, that's kind of hot.
Hi, actually. Sheila. How you doing, baby? Sorry, my Woo-hoo! Computer's kind of this way. So plus, it's okay, my glasses are upstairs. So
yeah,
you go ahead.
So in the chat room, come on, give us a question. We're going to try to answer
okay,
it.
Okay, so the question I picked, it says, describe your view of a leather family and how we, you,
all right, do
fit
it.
into that.
You know what? I like that.
It's, well.
I think I do. This would be interesting.
My view of a leather family is we've basically chosen each other. We actually respect each other. We love each other. And we try and understand each other. And we're here because we want to be, not because we have to be. And we've accepted all our differences. And we found true love without really judgment. And all of us, I think, can say in one way or another in our own personal family. No, I'm done with that. We've all felt that, trying to be who we are or who we were, trying to be happy because our family members, we can see that if they could truly be who they should be or let themselves to be instead of living the life their mom and dad wanted them to live their true life, they would be happy. I left home at 15 and a half years old, and I made one promise to myself, was to be happy. Because I could see my parents, two individuals who actually loved each other, but were too afraid to communicate to each other what they really needed. And what this ended was my mother died of cancer, had been sick for 10 years, and my parents had separated.
Uh-huh.
And my father died in the sleep of a heart attack, being a bisexual man who could not accept that. And when he saw me every single day of his life, seeing a gay man who was trying to be proud of who I was, he couldn't deal with that. So he verbally and physically abused me. And he went to booze and drugs. And finally, just before he passed away, for the first time in my life, my father looked at me and said, he was drunk, but it finally meant something. He said, I'm proud of you because you've had the courage to become the man that I've always wanted to be.
Okay.
So to me, our letter... leather family means respect, mm-hmm. acceptability, and just that it's okay to be who you are, and it's okay. A sir comes in all shapes and sizes and differing levels of kink, just like masters. And our family, we've all chose each other. And the one thing we do want is a good sex life and to be happy. That's what a leather family means to me.
Okay. Wow, that was one that I wasn't quite sure how you were going to answer. Interesting. We do have a question from this chat room. What is everyone's favorite thing that they did this year, And what are they looking forward to next year? And by the way, Pup Loki, that was well done grammar-wise. Thank you. What was my favorite thing I did last year and that I'm looking forward to next year? Could I say claw? I'm going to have to say claw again. My favorite thing about claw was the pup, what we called at that time the Olympics. We are changing that. This year, Sir Mark and I are the coordinators for all the pup events at claw. We've changed it from an Olympics because it's not a competition. That whole weekend is so not a competition. What it's about is just getting down. It's an obstacle course, or I think we called it a fun course. I can't remember exactly how we're doing it. It's just for pups, just to be pups. There's no competition. You do your best you can, and you just have fun because that's what it's about, being a pup. And that was my favorite part, and that's what I'm most looking forward to. And I'm not sure, but I think there might be a little pup named Loki that may be joining us at Claw. But, well, that's just another thing. What about you, Jumper? Pup Jumper? Favorite thing last year?
My favorite thing was going to Forbidden.
Okay.
Because it was my first time there and the first time that I got to meet the other family.
Okay.
And really get more exposed to, like, the broader kink community than
okay.
just Windsor.
Fair enough. Pup?
I have to agree with Forbidden.
Okay.
That was the second year I've gone to it. It'll be my most favorite event every year until I find an event I like better, but there probably won't be one.
Claw.
No, Forbidden.
Claw.
Forbidden.
Claw.
Forbidden. I like Forbidden for better, sir.
Well, they're both different.
They are different.
I mean, you at Forbidden, you get out of that which you like.
Exactly.
It's the mixture of the guys, the girls, the kinkiness, the wildness, the different aspects of it.
Wild.
As Claw is more gay-oriented. But they're both different, but fun event. I mean,
what about
I
you?
Love Forbidden.
What about you, Samara?
I love both.
No. The question was, what was your favorite thing? I just want to reread it again, that you did last year, and what are you looking forward to next year?
The best thing.
Don't get mushy on me again, because I can see it coming.
Has to be.
We can hear you kissing on the microphone.
Your surprise birthday party at the park.
Oh, I forgot about that. Can I change my answer? Can I change my answer?
Because it was really fun planning something and to actually see.
You never fooled me, and it was coming.
The look on your face
when
you saw your cake and that you could actually eat it.
All right, because I could eat it. That was a cool thing.
And it was fun. That has to be that one. But I have to say that I want to mention one other one because it's very important. Was just after your mom passed away, when you and I went to Brownsville, Texas.
Wow! Just someone take that knife out of my chest all of a sudden. Go on.
And we had time together.
Okay.
And we woke up every morning, just the two of us, and we went to bed, just the two of us, and we worked, and then we got in the car and we went to the beach, and to see the home, the place that you and Sheila enjoyed and made a great place, that your parents were there, and I fell in love with the place. I did not want to come back because it was relaxing, it was an escape. And it was really, really, really amazing.
Wow.
So
okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Sheila.
Sir, we have a...
I do have to say thank you to
a question put up by Dolly, actually.
Go ahead. I don't have that chat room up right now. So what might that be, please?
It is, what do you all hope to explore in the new year? And it has in brackets, could be hobbies, kinks, or both. So pretty much, what do you hope to explore in the new year?
Wow. I'm going to go last.
Well, I have something.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Something I've been looking to for a long time is getting into suspension. And
with a hook?
No. With rope. Suspending a body
uh-huh.
from something and just researching something to build and then how to suspend a body properly. And
we need to tag Puppy Doug. Anyways.
Well, still don't have anything going yet, but I have a couple of people who want to do it with me. So
perfect. That's cool.
We'll build something and... it's going to happen in the new year. So we'll suspend Pup Chomper and
wow,
do stuff to
her. Wow, her smile got real big all of a sudden. Eh?
I know.
All right,
and
Pup
then
Chomper.
She'll be like, I just want to be suspended in the new year.
You can't have his answer, so moving on.
Actually, the first thought in my mind wasn't anything kinky. It was...
Just do me! Just do me!
Well, that too. But is to travel somewhere again.
Okay. Now, this is a great spot to bring this up. Actually, no, we're not going to bring this up. Keep going.
Yeah, because I've traveled a lot.
Yeah.
In university, and I haven't traveled for a while, and I okay. kind of miss it. So that was the first thing that came to my mind.
To travel.
Yeah.
Okay. You?
Well, for me, we have a lot going on in our business life right now. So I have a feeling that somebody said to me, look at it not as a challenge, but look at it as maybe it's a time for a new direction for something. I've always been a person who worries a lot about everybody else as a care person. And
As Mama Sir.
And I think right now in my business life, it's time for me to figure out what is the best thing for our relationship, for my partner and I, financially and physically, because I do enjoy my time away from Noel, but when I am away, I do miss him a lot. So maybe it's a time to simplify certain things. So that's what next year is going to be about, and really enjoying and traveling. I love traveling, and I would love to go on a holiday that's actually a holiday. It doesn't
never
have to
gonna
be
happen.
It doesn't have to be. I would love to get in a car really and drive for 10 days somewhere warm because I love the heat and just sleep on the beach.
I'll come with you, sir.
We could do a big trip like that. It would be affordable. I think it would be amazing to do something like that.
And on that note, we are going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back. You are listening to House Up MNSM.